A 7-year-old boy, Urtiza Abbas Touri, the son of Pakistan Army's Lieutenant Colonel Zahir Abbas Touri, was martyred during Indian airstrikes that hit several civilian areas in Azad Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab. In a press briefing earlier in the day, DGISPR Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chaudhry confirmed the Indian airstrikes had killed 26 civilians and injured 46 others. He noted that India targeted areas in Muzaffarabad, Kotli, Maridki, and Ahmedpur Sharkia. The military spokesperson said that Pakistani forces responded by shooting down 5 Indian fighter jets and 1 drone. India's misunderstanding will be corrected, he said, vowing that any future aggression would be met with full force. Meanwhile, the National Security Committee, NSC, on Wednesday authorized the armed forces of Pakistan to undertake corresponding actions in response to Indian airstrikes that targeted multiple civilian areas. The NSC statement comes in the aftermath of coordinated missile, air and drone strikes launched by the Indian Armed Forces during the night of May 6 to 7. The forum also noted that India's act of aggression also caused grave danger to commercial airlines belonging to brotherly Gulf countries, endangering the lives of thousands of onboard passengers. Besides, the Neelam Jhelum hydropower project was also deliberately targeted in violation of international conventions. NSC termed the attacks unprovoked, cowardly, and unlawful acts of war, and emphasized that it reserves the right to respond under Article 51 of the UN Charter, which affirms a member state's right to self-defense.